Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to tell you a story about the queen and the pawn. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 11, starting at verse 1, where we read this. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, sister of Ahariah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered. And they hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah, so that he was not killed. So that he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years, while Athaliah reigned over the land. We all know that many people of great power can also be people of low character. For thousands of years, philosophers have asked, does power corrupt people, or does it reveal what they were all along? Now, that's a big question, and maybe it doesn't even have an absolute answer, but we do know one thing. Many people show almost unbelievably low character trying to gain power. They can be vicious, violent, and lose all morality just to get to the top. That's the kind of person that Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, was. When she saw that her son was dead, he was killed by Jehu in 2 Kings chapter 9, Athaliah tried to use her son's death to take power for herself. And Queen Athaliah reigned over the land for 6 years. Look at all the evil that she did. It says here in these verses that she destroyed all the royal heirs. She tried to kill every descendant of the house of David. She hoped to murder every person from David's royal line who might make a claim to the throne. And her plan almost worked. She might have succeeded except for a woman named Jehosheba. Now, this little known woman was like a pawn compared to Queen Athaliah. But through her courage and ingenuity, Jehosheba preserved the royal line of David through which the Messiah would eventually come. Evil people like Athaliah will begin their work, but God can always raise up a Jehosheba. Ignoring the danger, Jehosheba saved the life of this one little boy. His name was Joash, and he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years. For the sake of David, God remembered his promise and spared this one survivor of Athaliah's massacre. The line of David was almost dead and continued only in the presence of a small boy. But God preserved that flickering flame. Like the earlier prophet Samuel, the boy Joash grew up in the temple. And like Samuel, he probably found little ways to help the priests, whatever could be done without attracting too much attention. God had a heroic destiny for that little boy, but it would have never have happened apart from the heroic work of Jehosheba. Thank God that he knows how to raise up people like Jehosheba. The pawn defeated a queen. You know, there's no one who can outsmart God or defeat his purpose. But this passage leaves us with a choice. Will we do damage to other people through our lust for power, like Athaliah did? Or will we be heroic, perhaps anonymous servants, like Jehosheba? May God guide us into the right path today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.